Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show, and we're here with the head coach at the Grove here outside of London, and this is your new head coach's office here. Pretty nice setup you got.
No, it is. Everything that we need, you know, Mike Perkins, Jimmy Luck, Hamza, the whole crew did a great job. We really got off the plane, came into this facility, and everything was set up for us.
I mean, technically, you guys have everything available to you here that you would have back in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, it is. And matter of fact, there was one game back in 2011 I was looking for, and it wasn't on this system. And I asked Strobes last night for it, and he got it with a half hour for me. So really, everything that we need, we have access to.
It's crazy. And Dallas Cowboys this week, obviously here in London, the strength of their football team really is their offense, and in particular, their offensive line.
Yeah, it really is. They've done a great job building it up, multiple first-round draft picks on there. They're playing at an extremely high level, not only big, strong, but very physical.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of them. Let's start with their first-round pick, left tackle Tyron Smith out of USC. What a block here against Michael Bennett.
It really is. I mean, just the strain. I think if you looked across the whole offensive line, you see the strain. But great example, you know, using his legs, using his hips. And then the finish, Logs, I think is what's so impressive. Right here, you know, finish, puts him on the ground. It gives you the idea, the power that they have.
Now, the other tackle, his name is, I got to look at my notes here, Jeremy Parnell. A guy that's really wasn't the first starter. Doug Free was the starter, but he's been playing. What an athlete.
Well, and that's why he's their backup right tackle. That's probably why you didn't know his name. It's not as familiar. But tremendous athleticism for a right tackle. Generally, you see athleticism like this from your left tackle. But, you know, really, you know, just the spin to be able to encounter the linebacker and maintain the block. You know, probably not exactly the teaching style they're teaching, but just the athleticism displayed on that one play also gives the idea they're physical and athletic.
Well, with so much unknown about the quarterback, Tony Romo, they're going to lean on their offensive line probably either way, and they're running back DeMarco Murray. Already over 1,000 yards rushing, 5.0 yards per carry. He's a heck of a back.
He really is. And anytime, you know, he gets so many carries, they're pretty successful, over 20, and the amount of yards rushing over 100. He really makes them go in the running game. And they have a distinct philosophy. Let's run the ball to set up the play passes and some shots. And he's really what they're built their offense behind.
Well, let's look at a couple plays of him this past week against the Arizona Cardinals. And Brandon Whedon's in at quarterback here. They kind of struggled offensively without Tony Romo, but this is, I think, a perfect example. Great vision, great feel for the game.
It really does. You know, the patience to set up, allow the blocks to get set up, and then the vision once he does get in the open field to make people miss. You know, here he gets signed on the middle third safety one-on-one. He takes a bad angle, you know, turns a two-yard gain into, you know, over 15.
Now, the one thing that you notice about him on film is that he really fights for extra yardage. Sometimes he will put the ball on the ground fighting for those extra yards.
He has, and I know his mentality is he's going to continue to do so. That's just his mentality. Get the extra yards, and, you know, he's got a conscience about the ball. But his mentality about running so hard to get those extra yards to the offense is why the offensive line is playing so hard for him.
All right, here's another play by DeMarco Murray. And on this play, the right tackle that we had talked about earlier, this is a great block by him.
Yeah, coming from the backside, you know, to get the three technique here, you know, and be able to cut him, get him on the ground right here. Another, you know, it creates a vertical seam. When someone's on the ground, it gives a chance for the running back to see that, cut back, stick his foot in the ground, and get north and south. And again, gets one-on-one with the free safety.
And let's go back to that left tackle, Tyron Smith, the black backer coming up pretty hard. And look at the job he does. He drives him almost out of the frame.
He does. And, you know, that's what I say, very powerful and very athletic. And that combination you don't see across the whole board as far as an offensive line.
Biggest challenge yet to date for your guys as a defense with this offensive line?
Yeah, I think they're the best offensive line we've seen to this point. And, you know, I guess that's why they're number one in the rush, you know, in the NFL.